Mr. President, the current international situation is marked by intense turmoil and incessant crisis and conflicts and worsened deficit in global human rights governance. It is urgently required for all parties to foster consensus, implement VDPA, engage in constructive dialogue and cooperation on human rights issues. In this regard, we propose the following 3 points. 1. To practice true multilateralism, safeguard the international system with the UN at its core, the international order based on international law and the basic norms of international relations based on the purposes and principles of the UN Charter, and oppose the colonialist legacy and hegemonic practice. The countries concerned must immediately stop their unilateral coercive measures and return to the right path of dialogue. 2. To adhere to the principles of universality, impartiality, objectivity, non-selectivity, and constructive dialogue and cooperation in the work of the Council. China has always opposed to the imposition of country-specific mechanisms without the consent of the country concerned. Mechanisms born out of politicization and double standards will only undermine cooperation, create problems, further exacerbate the current liquidity crisis of the UN, and detrimental to genuine efforts of promoting and protecting human rights. 3. To pay equal attention to the two categories of human rights. Economic, social, and cultural rights have long been marginalized in the Council. The relevant special mechanisms and mandate holders have received far less resources and attention than civil and political rights. We should work together to ensure greater input in economic, social, and cultural rights within the human rights ecosystem and to promote the two types of human rights in a balanced way. China stands ready to work with all countries to uphold the purposes and principles of VDPA and promote the continuous advancement of the international human rights cause. Thank you, Mr. President.